Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast!
Yes! Finally!
It is me, Joe Smith. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
It's good. It's a long time since we've done one of these.
Because of an unfortunate scheduling error, where basically Ethan was away for a week, then I was away for a week, then Ethan was away for a week.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen Ethan in the flesh in approaching 3 weeks now.
I think people worry Ethan's been sacked.
He's not been sacked. He's been abducted.
He's been abducted.
Yeah, so there is a sack involved.
Yes.
Straight over his head. Do you know those ones where you see it on like an army advert? Where you just be sat in the woods or you just sat somewhere. And then next thing you know, all you see is your mate go. And then you just go.
Yeah, he's done.
That's Ethan. And next thing, he's just going to pop up. Liberia, Kent, you know, Dallas.
Wow.
Just somewhere in the world.
Three very different places there.
Oh, yeah.
Which one would you like to go to the most?
Been to Kent, I've been to Dallas, I'll go Liberia.
Congratulations.
Yeah. How are you?
Very good. Yes, we've not seen each other for a while. Yeah, Ethan will be back in, not this episode on Friday, not the Tuesday episode, because that's when he lands, but the week after.
You know, so what? We'll have gone full from strength to strength since he's been gone.
Yeah.
We'll rethink a few things, I think.
We'll have full Marbella special, because that's where he is.
Marbella. He's on a lad's holiday in Marbella, he's on The Only Way Is Essex.
What's that about?
I don't know. Because I've met Ethan, and I've met a few of his friends. They aren't your sort of, you know, what would you say, Prosecco at the beach type.
No, they're not.
And that's what I imagine Marbella to be.
I'd say they're more Magaluf, more Zante.
Yeah, perhaps.
More Malia.
Yeah. Even like a Benidorm, perhaps.
Even a Benidorm? You
know, Brits abroad type holiday.
But Marbella?
We'll see.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what, I was only less than 60 miles away from Marbella.
So you've been on your holidays.
Oh yeah, been
did
on
you
the jollies.
Do you get tan much, you?
I mean, look at me. What do you say?
You look exactly the same.
I don't. I'm incredibly tanned.
You're
joking.
Not. You're
look
fucking,
at me.
You look
like
exactly,
David Dickinson.
You look exactly the same.
Okay, well that's harsh. First of all, here's what I do, and this is genuine, and I've never known anyone else do this, so you can help me with this. I tan while I'm on holiday. The moment my foot hits that step as I'm leaving the plane.
Yeah.
Falls off.
It can't.
It just drops off.
It can't.
It does.
Your skin automatically changes.
Yeah,
back.
Do you know like when you go on like if you've ever edited a picture on Photoshop or like Instagram and you're doing the sliders?
Yeah.
I just turn the saturation all the way down as soon as I get back to England.
You press Control Z so it undoes everything that you've already done.
Tan builds up over 3 or 4 days or a week or 2 weeks, whatever. Land in England, Control Z.
Really?
Yeah, gone.
So you've got nothing to bring back tan wise. But how was your trip, boy?
Spain is a beautiful place.
I feel like you. Did you enjoy Spain? Because on the train here, we got the train here together.
Yep.
I was trying to get it out of you. First of all, you said you've never really been to Spain.
I've been once for a family holiday when I was about 16.
Nice.
The only family holiday we ever did that was like all of my dad's side of the family. We all went on holiday, stayed in the villa, but we didn't really go out and see Spain. Sort of sit around the villa type holiday, which was lovely. I loved
it. There was a lot of you. Is there a lot of you there?
There's about 12, 15 of us who went.
Wow.
Which was great and it was actually brilliant, but I didn't feel like I'd seen Spain.
Yeah.
Went to Alicante, I think it was.
Oof.
Which is a sort of stone's throw. It's the southport to... Alicante is the southport to Benidorm's Blackpool.
It really
you
is.
You can see it across the
were you further enough away from the distance? However, a bit of the hangover has reached Alicante.
Yeah.
And it could be a bit...
Like, yeah. But this time, we went to Malaga for 4 days and then Seville for 2 days. What a place, man. Malaga is fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's quite an old town. There's loads of Roman stuff, but it's brilliant because it's one of the few places in the world that was taken over by the Romans. Then I think the Muslim Caliphate came through and took over. Then there was the Moors who took over. Then the Catholics came. Like, it's...
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Everyone's had a go at it. So it's got so much history. And sometimes there's buildings that was once Roman, then had a Muslim influence, it'll be a church, then a mosque, then a cathedral, all in one, and these buildings that are just these mishmash of everything. It's amazing.
That sounds amazing.
It is genuinely brilliant, and it's hilly, but it means you get good views, and obviously that whole area Andalusia, as we like to call it in the trade, is the home of your friend of mine, tapas.
Yeah! Is that where tapas was invented?
I think it was Seville that was invented tapas. But okay. They're all, Seville is the capital of Andalusia, and Malaga is a place within that. So it's very much... It is the tapas belt.
Is it really?
And my word, do I have to go up a notch on the tapas belt. We gorged on the lot.
Oh.
Hot peppers, hot chicken, hot beef, hot pork, hot everything. Hot, just hot, in a terracotta bowl. Smash it out. Oil.
Oil.
Bang.
Lots
now,
of oil, lots
me,
of chili.
Face.
So good tapas, isn't
incredible.
It?
Incredible. I was never a fan of it in England because the main thing that you see of the British tapas is... £8.90 a bowl.
Oh, fuck off.
You're getting some patatas bravas, which, if we're all honest, is that's your entry-level
tapas.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That is some potato, either with just a bit of mayo or tomato and mayo.
Yeah.
That should cost no more than £2. And somehow I'm getting charged £7.50 for it.
It's so
bad. It's disgusting in England.
We are awful over it.
What is it?
I don't know.
You go over there, it's $2.
It's greed from everyone. It's greed from the top when people charge, the government charges too much of business tax and all that, and then everyone charges too much for your electricity, and then your suppliers charge too much, but then it's greed from the bottom as well.
Essentially, what you're getting is a quarter of a bag of chips for seven times the price of a bag of chips.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
what tapas in England amounts to. Tapas in Spain.
What's the best dish then?
Right. And this is it, isn't it? This is the question. This is the 150 billion trillion squillion.
Oh. It's the prawns. Don't
I
lie.
I don't know
don't
if it
lie.
Is. So
it's
we,
the prawns. Okay, what, is it palm prawn gambon?
Palm prawn gambon. Gambas pilpil.
Gambas pilpil.
Yes.
That would be my dream starter.
Gambas pilpil is great, but it's a bit hit and miss, I found.
You like
sometimes it's swimming in too much oil.
That's called sauce.
Yeah, you drink that. That's called
dipping sauce.
Yeah. That's called the top half of your shandy, isn't it?
You've got half
a pint of lager, half a pint of hot oil, pour them together, James, the whole shandy.
I wish Starbucks would do oat milk, semi-skinned, Gambas pilpil oil.
Gambas pilpil oil. But it's perfect. It's the next step.
So
Gambas pilpil, fantastic. I love those hot charred padron peppers. You know, those little green bastards.
Oh, fucking delicious.
A little bit bitter, a little bit sweet, salty, little flake salt. Obviously... We're in Iberico ham territory.
I love Iberico ham.
Now, what is it?
Sue me!
Because I'm scared of Iberico ham. For those who don't know, it is... around Spain. I don't know if this is all of Spain, but certainly Malaga and Seville. I would say not just every other shop, but every other building, including domestic buildings, have just got a gigantic pig's leg hanging somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many hanging...
What does the pig's leg have to do go from... So we go from the actual leg of the pig to hanging in a Spanish shop.
Well, that's the thing I don't get. Because we've all had meat, haven't we? And sometimes you can put it in the fridge. Sometimes you can put it in the best conditions. It's going to go off.
Yeah.
What are people doing to make that leg, which isn't covered in anything.
No,
it's not wrapped.
No,
it hasn't even got cling film on it.
Oof, dirty.
Just hung up by the ankle. A hook through the trotter. Up. In 30 degree heat for weeks on end. What can humans possibly be doing that to stop it from going off?
I don't know. Maybe is it the salt? I still don't know. If you know much about
pilpil. I'm using terms like dry aged.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
But anyway, what it turns out to be is this deep red sort of film of just a convalescence of fat and... just this...
meat.
So little meat in there. It's almost all fat.
It is.
And it's just... melts on the tongue like those Colgate like strips that you used to get as a kid. Wow,
it's great,
isn't
it?
Well.
How did Lizzie get on with that? Because it's a lot of meat. It's meat heavy. She eats fish.
She eats fish, and also
that's not too bad.
There's loads of great veggie stuff. Some places do a little chickpea and spinach. Obviously, we've got the peppers. We've got the multiple different types of potatoes.
They're doing great things.
And the other thing is, we went to this one restaurant. We went to a few places that were a bit more off the beaten track. But we went to one place that's like. I wouldn't say it's probably the best tapas place in Malaga, but it's the most popular tapas place in Malaga.
Yeah.
It's called El Pimpi.
Right? You're Pimpi these days,
Pimpi.
Joe.
You've got views of the Roman amphitheatre. You've got a lovely warmth on your back. There is, honestly...
What's going on behind
your
back? There's
three restaurants, basically, or two or three restaurants that are all... Yeah, the waiter pisses down your back while you're there. That's why you got a lovely warmth. That are all basically the same place.
Yeah.
And they've got all tables outside, inside. This restaurant... must have 200 tables on the go.
Crikey, that's a lot.
It is incredible. Everyone is full and the standards are every time.
Yeah.
And we went there and this was like, again, people go, oh, it's a touristy place. It is a touristy place.
Yeah, sometimes you can dive into them a little bit.
It's lovely. And it all comes out that we had a vermouth, we had some this, we had a couple of starters. We order the food and obviously I'm a hungry boy and I know with a tapas, sometimes you don't really know what you're getting, do you?
Yeah.
Portion wise.
That is some of the biggest anxieties in life.
Yeah.
Have I ordered enough?
I hate that feeling. Have I ordered enough? Do you know what? In Britain, on menus, you see the calories next to the food now, don't you?
Yeah.
I think we need a weight of next to the food.
Well,
how many? Because like you get it with steak, an 8-ounce steak, yeah. Right? With every dish on a menu, tell me how many calories in it and tell me exactly what it weighs.
Can I tell Sonia, this is a tease to Tuesday's episode. In Czech Republic, they do that. They do that.
That is brilliant.
I knew I was getting a pork knuckle. One kilogram. Anyway, that's a story for Tuesday. But they do that. Because then you know.
Because I know my belly can handle a couple kilos of food. Right? And sometimes when you get a patatas bravas, you get it in a dish this big. And sometimes you get it in a full fucking plate.
Yes.
So this place we went to, ordered between the two of us, me and Lizzie, 5 dishes.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I think that's fair enough. 2.5 each.
Yeah.
The waitress said to us, I'll be honest with you, this is a lot of food.
And 5 dishes?
5 dishes. And I was like, well, no, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's okay. Because what's worst
case
scenario?
We're on our holidays.
We're on holidays, we'll do it. Fine. She was lovely. She went, okay. Went off.
Lovely.
5 minutes later, a man turns up who's not our waiter, who's another man who's got... Do you know, you can sort of tell the hierarchy of a restaurant because they've got a slightly different shirt on.
Yes,
yeah.
That's big abroad, that, isn't it? Like, there is a proper hierarchy.
Yeah.
Like, this guy couldn't even take my... I wanted another coffee. This guy, I couldn't even ask him for one.
No.
So you can't ask me for that.
Because he's above it or he's below it?
Have I offended you? Because he's below it.
Yeah.
He had to ask the other guy. The other guy never turned up.
He's too above it.
I'm still first, you know.
Next thing, this man comes over with a slightly different tie on. So you know that shit's hit the fan. He goes, we can't give you this. It's too much food. I'm like, what? And he went, this is like, you've been ridiculous. What are you knocking off? Knock something off this. I was like,
this
has never happened to me in any restaurant.
Never happened to me before. I've
been, 4 continents. This has never happened before.
Wow. And
I'm like, okay, and I'm dropping a meat because I can't lose one of Lizzie. Like, so it's like, okay, I won't have the gambas pil-pil. Because I've already got gambas pil-pil croquettes as well.
Oh, okay.
So I don't necessarily need sense double pil-pil.
Yeah, you don't need pil-pil-pil-pil.
But I've never had this where you came with, you've been like, what are you playing at, basically?
Yeah.
So you're not having all this. He just essentially went, you can't have all this.
Really? Not even in a nice way?
No.
Was it like a bit of like a...
I can't remember.
Because I got a little bit like that. People like that are like we're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I guess he was right. It came out, the biggest patatas bravas of the holiday.
Really?
A full plate of patatas bravas.
A couple of potatoes minimum.
Covered in your bravas sauce. We had, and this is going to roll your eyes at this. One of the best things we ate the whole trip.
There you go. Strap yourself in, everyone. Some sort of like kale leaf or something.
You're not far off. Beefsteak tomato. Raw. Big, thick slabs of tomato.
Bit of salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Olive oil. And I'm not joking. I don't know where they were grown. It was like eating meat.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I tell you what, by the end of the meal, I had to stuff a few of those gambas pil-pil croquettes
you
into Lizzie's
different.
Handbag. Because I am not letting this guy see me not finish the food that is already a deducted version of my original order.
Stuck it in Lizzie's handbag.
Stuck him in Lizzie's handbag, just forced
like
him in there.
Like a Mr. Bean sketch.
Yeah, like Mr. Bean sketch. So her bag stunk of prawns for the rest of the holiday. But I'm not losing face to a waiter that's already made me embarrassed by making me order less.
I just saw it like a challenge, me.
Yeah.
I'd have just gone all in.
Yeah.
Did you go swimming?
We went swimming in the sea.
Did you?
Went into the sea, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Malaga. Malaga's a really good city. So it's got the ancient ruins. It's small, so you can walk around it in a day.
Yeah.
It's got
in a day.
The sea.
The sea's great. I'm a big sea boy now.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're good in the sea.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm good in the sea?
I just don't imagine it.
Why? What do you imagine?
You don't look like a swimmer.
I was a great swimmer when I was
You look like
a
floater.
I am. I've got a bit of both. I'm a good swimmer.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I don't know who to compare myself against. Obviously, because you don't race anyone in the water, do you?
No, but do you feel confident? Do you feel happy?
Do I feel confident in the water? Yeah, of course.
Because I don't. I'm not a great swimmer.
What do you mean?
I've never been that good at it. I told you I got cold shock syndrome.
Yeah,
once,
you did. Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been scarred by past decisions.
Yeah, that's true. Can I say something that might be the most controversial thing I've ever said on this podcast?
I mean, you've said some crazy stuff.
I don't even know. I actually don't know if I should say this.
I am a little bit worried.
Home of tapas. Brilliant. Had some lovely dishes. Really enjoyed the food. This is no knock. None of the tapas we had was quite as good as Bar San Juan in Cholet.
No. Do you know what?
I'm not joking.
I can believe you. There is a restaurant in Manchester for these who aren't there called Bar San Juan. To be fair to them, they are Spanish. So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not just me and you making tapas.
No, they are insane.
It's amazing.
Do you know what we should do? We should go there. We should do a 9 out of 10 club patron special. We should order one of everything on the menu.
Yeah.
And we should rate it.
The monkfish skewers at Bar San
Juan. Sorry, but the beef
shin will change your life. The beef shin will change your life.
The beef shin.
It's an amazing place there. And it does feel like you're in Spain.
So you loved it there, but you love Spain though, didn't
loved
you?
Spain. And this is going to sound weird, and I'm not going to compare this. I'm not going to compare this to anyone else. But the thing I like about Spain is, it's quite normal. There are some places you go and you're like, "What is going on?" Which I love as its own thing.
Yeah.
But Spain is the sort of place I could see myself going back to, because everyone's quite normal. It's not like overly chilled. There's not a lot of like,
it's
not too hectic. It's just quite nice. And great, loved it. Really,
I
nice.
Like Spain. Yeah, I think it's quality. Yeah, I'm going to save my Prague stories.
Yeah,
for Tuesday's episode. I've
Prague
got a lot.
4 or 4.
I've got two food related stories, food festival related stories.
Yeah, there we go.
Since the last time we spoke, there's been Bristol Wing Fest.
Yeah,
and there's been the Tacover 2.0.
The what?
It's a taco festival.
The Tacover.
Yeah, the
what's
Tacover.
What's that meant to be?
The takeover.
What are they taking over?
The place they did it.
Oh.
They take over that with tacos. I'll start with Bristol Wing Fest. Let me cast your mind back to this little bit of a heat wave we had.
Oh yeah.
And I love Wing Fest, but my war against the Travelodge will continue. They are shite.
Oh dear.
So we get put up in Travelodges. I'm very thankful for being down there. I love it. Travelodges. Oh my god. It's the worst, right? I get into this Travelodge show. Friday, nice warm temperature, so like 28, 29 degrees. I'll go in there. The window hardly opens because I don't know, they're worried about people jumping out it. So it's one of those sort of like
Which,
weird
to be
locks.
Fair, if you've been in a travel lodge,
you probably will.
You know, other like, you know, Premier Inn can open all the way.
Yeah. Because they know the confident you're going to stay.
You're going to stay in that room.
I would have. So the window opens a little bit.
Is there no aircon?
No aircon in travel lodges. And guess what? I go downstairs. I said, my room's like, so what? Can I do anything? Got a fan. No fans left.
None left.
They've all been taken up.
Of course.
So Friday night, I get home after doing work at Wing Fest. Joe, it's chaos in there.
Yeah.
So sweaty. So what? I'm like, I am melting, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did? I had to run into the shower with my pillow and my sheet. And then shower myself in it, then run in my bed, sleep in it like that.
Yeah.
Awful. Saturday morning comes, I go downstairs.
You wake up, imagine the scene, imagine the smell in the room that you woke up in a Saturday morning.
It's like,
you hung over a little bit.
Like, do you know what did they do to a confit duck?
Yeah, when they just leave it in sort of just above room temperature fat for like 8 hours.
That's just,
you've essentially confied yourself overnight. So, but Joe's been confined overnight. So you wake up,
fuming.
The meat is falling off the bone, melting the mouth at this point.
Oh, I'm delicious at this point.
If someone was there to capitalise on that, because obviously after a while, you cool down, the fat re-solidifies, you become, you know, tough and horrible. But at that moment, if you'd have been, if a big boy had been outside your room, and they'd have just started having a go, you could have been eaten and taken down in minutes.
That's why I was so frustrated. In the morning, I go down and say, please, when I'm back tonight, I just need a fan. Like, if anyone checks out and they've got a fan in their room, please, I'm on 309. Let the fan in. So
let the fan
I go to work, big day Saturday, absolutely roasting, gets up to 31 degrees, and all I can think in my back in the head is please mate, have a fan. Gets about midnight, we're all having a couple of drinks, time to go to bed now, everyone's a bit tired, and as I walk into the hotel I look at the receptionist, just a shake of the head. So I go upstairs to the room,
as the kids say,
it's so hot in there, Joe.
Oh no,
I said, I can't do it. So I go to the receptionist, said, please, what can you do here? He said, there's nothing. Stand outside the Premier Inn, Travelodge. Premier Inn's a great Travelodge. Look up to the sky and I get an idea.
Oh no.
And it is probably one of the best ideas I've ever had.
Right.
So the festival itself, Joe, is essentially 2 minute walk away. So close.
Don't tell me you slept at the Chicken Wing Festival.
No, I didn't sleep at the Chicken Wing Festival. What has been happening throughout the day is the guys in charge of the sound and the tech have been using an industrial fan, and I'll say this, the size of Ethan James, to make sure the computers are cool and they can run. Well, that, my friend, is where the idea comes. I'm going to get that fan.
I'm going to get this computer. Oh, no, the fan.
I'm going to get the fan. I'm going to bring it into my room.
Yeah.
So I get in. Sort of, I have to ask the security guard to let me back in, and he was a bit, like, concerned, but then I told him what was going on. He went, oh, yeah, of course, come this way. So, honestly, Joe, this fan weighs a fucking ton, but I've got to think about my sleep on her.
So
I'm carrying it down. Everyone in Bristol's beeping. Hey, where'd you get a fan from? Love your fan. Quality. Great laugh. Big fan.
It's the first time you've met a fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
A big fan.
Fanny and all that.
Oh,
anyway. Then there's a kerfuffle at the front door. Receptionist's not having any of it.
What do you mean she's not having
like,
any of it?
Come on, mate. I can't sleep tonight without this in. So he says, okay. It doesn't fit. Me and him don't fit in the lift.
You're joking.
That's how fucking big this fan is. So
when
I
you say him, sorry, have you
I've named
sort of personified
the lift.
The fan?
Yeah. So I eventually get up to the third floor, get him around, making such a racket.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care. It's a travel.
Banging it against the doors, walls.
Get it in, plant it down. All right. And as I go to turn it on, Joe, the fan has been left on. So as soon as I plug it in, this fucker goes off. And when I say, Joe, when I say the mattress moved, right? When I say I turn this fan on, when I say the room went... boom! Like that, everything's fucking about. I'm like, whoa! And then I'm flubbing in the window. Like, I'm like, oh, grabbing pillows, planking it down like that, crapped in there. Boom, it goes again because I've lost it. I'm like, it's like a film. I'm slowly reaching.
Trying to get to the
turn it around.
Flow back against the wall.
Fucking hell. Oh,
like one of those wind tunnels where if you lifted your legs up, you could have just been like that on your front like that.
It was like,
like backflips and stuff in the room. If you had an instructor with you could have just been loop-de-loop around that room.
I could have.
Couldn't you?
Yeah. But wow. Then I realised it was on the highest setting, so I just turned it down and then away we were.
Was that, that help?
Helped a bit. I woke up the next day. Great sleep, but the next day my eyes.
Dry. Completely dry.
They weren't even there.
They'd just been sandblasted.
I looked like I was doing a hate crime when I went to breakfast in the morning.
So if you compare the moisture content of night one, where you were essentially sous vide in your own juices, to night two, where you were again, well, you were the Iberica ham, weren't you? You were dry.
I was the Iberica ham.
So you went from being a sort of a chubby duck that had been moistened by its
chubby
own
duck.
By the fat of an even larger duck to being a dry Iberica ham from the Andalusia region of Spain. What a weekend
what
of food.
A weekend.
And you put all the wings in there as well. That's covering almost everything.
No.
Amazing.
Bristol was amazing, by the way. What a place.
Bristol's great.
So I've got an embarrassing story to tell you. And
so was that not it?
No, that wasn't it. This is even more embarrassing. I need to get the person's second name. I really embarrassed myself the other day.
Person's second name? Should we be naming first and surnames of people that you've been
You'll know. So I'll add a picture in here. So, excuse me, did a little bit up there. I went to the Tacova Festival,
right?
And when I got there, I had a couple of drinks, and I'm hosting the stage, so there's a bit of downtime. And an actor walks past me,
okay,
and
male or female?
A male actor,
okay.
And he is called, and he's a good-looking lad. He's called Kingsley Ben-Adir. He looks like this. You ever seen him? Kingsley Benadire. He's in the new Barbie film. Nice. He's in a couple of Marvel films. He's brilliant. At the Taco
so
Festival.
So he's very much, you know, at the peak of his powers at the minute, isn't it? Because that's a good run. That. Is it? Marvel.
And he's in the Barbie. He's the new Bob Marley, the new Bob Marley biopic.
So he's about to go through the roof.
He's about to go through the roof. Yeah. I did something so embarrassing. I stopped and went, "Oh my god, it's you."
Oh no.
Oh my god, Joe. It's all happening in slow motion. This, I went, "Oh my god, it's you." I didn't even know his name really. Oh my god. Joe, I can't do this actually. I think I'm going to stop the story. I said, "Oh my god," because I was so stunned by it. Because he was in Marvel. I love Marvel. He's in The Secret Invasion. I was tearing up. I went, "Oh my god, it's you." And then he went, "Yeah." Oh.
I hate this. I don't know where this is going to go, but I know you've obviously got...
Oh, no, no, it does get worse, a little bit worse. So we had a civilised chat.
Why did you say, "Oh my God, it's you"?
I was stunned by it, Joe. I literally was stunned by his presence.
So did you know who he was?
I knew who he was. I knew he was in Barbie, but I just didn't know his name. So at the end of, the conversation, he goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, nice to meet you." He wants to get rid of me. I can tell. "Nice to meet you. What's your name?" "Oh, Joe." I went, "What's your name?" This isn't the worst of it, Joe.
Why would you go over to someone and say, "Oh my god, it's you," and then say, "What's your name?"
I'm the person that I dislike in this situation, so I'm trying to make up for it, right? I go over to what is the best food vendor, food brand at the minute, a guy called Chicken George. Chicken George, his food is incredible.
He makes chicken, by any chance?
He makes chicken. So he was at the Taco.
He had no choice being born with the name Chicken George, though, did he?
No. Anyway, the guy who runs it called Chris.
you know his fucking name?
Chris. Oh, I know his name. I went to him. Oh, this is so bad. I'm just trying to make up for this.
Come on, just get it
out. I said, "That guy over there, if he comes over, get some food, just sort him out. He's a VIP. You know, it'll be a great look for you." Of course. So he said, "What?" He's looking, "What does he look like?" So I get a picture up of him on my phone. God, this is not fun. I went, "That's what he looks like." And he went, "Right, okay." So he had a look at him. Yeah. Anyway, I'm wondering about, and I see him again. I bump into him and go, "Oh, by the way, Chicken George said, if you need anything, he'll sort you. You know, he knows who you are. He'll sort you." He said, "Are they any good?" I went, "Are they any good?" "Of course they are." I went to get a pitch. I went to show him. Oh, God. I went to show him the picture that I took. Oh, God. I'm going to be sick. I went to show the picture that I took of his food, Chicken George's food prior, and his face is on my phone. I showed him a picture of his own face prior to then showing him the food. So not... And you know what the triple threat is?
Oh, God.
The triple threat is, Chris went, "Oh, no." Chris, at the end of the festival, came up to me and said, "I must have missed that guy." I said, "No, you didn't. He's got all of his food from you." Oh, he said, "Oh, I've charged him." So I had the worst. So it was someone that I've respected.
Can you issue a formal apology to this bloke? Because he's had you being a weird fanboy and then not know his name, which is embarrassing for him. He's been told to make up for that fact that he gets free chicken with Chicken George, and in the process has been shown a picture of himself that he knows you've clearly been showing other people, and maybe even Googling his own name. Then, when he gets this payment, this payback for all this shit you put him through, he then gets charged for these wings, or tacos, or whatever tacos. It was.
Ben.
What's his name? Full name?
Kingsley Benadire. I am sorry.
So why were you calling him Ben then?
Because that's his second name. I was going to call Mr. Benadire. I was going to call him, but I thought that's weird, isn't it? Anyway, go watch him in the new Bob Marley biopic. Looks good. Looks good.
Good.
Should we crack on with a nice 1 out of 10?
Yeah, I think we should.
I couldn't stop thinking about it on the train.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Have you ever done anything like that with a celeb?
Oh, I've done the exact same thing.
But who was it?
Well, not quite the same thing. One time at Piccadilly Station, I saw Now, let me just make sure I get his name right.
Yeah, this is it, because I'm sorry, but when it comes to these actors, some of them don't even have Instagrams or Twitters, so you don't really know what they're called. Like, he doesn't have an Instagram or Twitter. I mean, he probably does, but he keeps it private.
And
you don't really read the end credits, do you?
I was stood at Piccadilly Station and saw former Premier League referee Mark Halsey.
Oh, fuck.
For those
man.
Who don't know.
Yeah.
It's a message. That's literally a message that someone could screenshot and read. Let me just double check there's nothing offensive in there.
I get it.
Right. Premier League referee Mark Halsey.
Right, it's time to stop that, Alexi.
Okay. Well, I'll do it again because you've said that after I've come back. I saw Premier League referee Mark Halsey.
I knew you were going to say Mark
Halsey. Former
Halsey.
Premier League referee Mark Halsey. Yeah. And I thought, what's his fucking name? All I could get was your Clattenbergs, your Deans,
etc.
I'm thinking, what's his name? So I see him go up off the platform. He leaves. Right, okay, fine. So then I go to my platform.
Classic.
And think, right, let's just Google his name. What's his name? Mark Halsey. Oh no, referees, list of referees, I'm going through it, find it, click it, right, perfect. Scrolling it, just pinching and zooming, and as I pinch and zoom, I realise who stood next to me over my shoulder, it's Mark Halsey watching me Googling next to him.
Oh, that is bad as well.
Exact same situation.
Well, did you look at each other?
So I was zooming in, pinching and zooming in, right on his face, like, giving it the full, like, finger zoom, looking at it, and then I went,
awful.
The worst.
That is awful.
Just walked to the other end of the platform. So Halsey's, I've been in the similar spot. Halsey's not. But at least I didn't go, right. Because of that, Mark.
Oh, no, it's so
everything
bad.
You want from the trolley on the train, that's compo.
They charged him as well.
They still charged him.
But fuck it, he's in the Barbie film, must be.
Yeah, he can afford a little chicken.
He's in the Bob Marley film as well.
Yeah,
I just want to try and get him on.
Yeah.
Just say a public apology. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the 1 out of 10 club today.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do. Sort of do what we did when we approached the prep porridge.
Yes.
By bringing an item to the table that could either be a 1 out of 10, or if they've turned things around,
yeah,
be 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't think this is 9 out of 10. I think this is going to be bad.
So
even the name of it is bad.
Historically, when you look at your high street breakfasts, the undisputed king is the McDonald's
buffet. Yeah, for age.
Everyone knows that. Then you've got your Greggs coming in with your more traditional bacon and sausage sandwich.
And they've done, really well for themselves.
Done really well because they've kept it simple. Then somewhere down the bottom, and no one is talking about it, no one is having it, it is the fast food chain with the most branches in the world. It's the biggest fast food chain in the world. And yet, the Subway breakfast is not on the lips of any man that I've ever met. So what we've got here is the Subway's flagship breakfast, which is, what's it called?
The Mega Melt.
The Mega Melt, which you have to be to buy one. You absolute Mega Melt.
So that's Ethan's new nickname.
This is your flat Cumberland sausage patty. It's your sort of bacon. There's a poached egg on there as well, and cheese and ketchup. Mm. Now, the last time I had the Subway breakfast, it was just poor. Just poor.
Right.
Go on. Also, they used to have sausage... full sausages, now it's the sausage patty. That's a change up. Maybe they've gone a different way.
What we've got to analyse here is this as bad as I remember? Now, there was two... I haven't had one of these in a while. There was two elements to the Subway sandwich, breakfast Mega Melt, that really did it bad. One was the eggs. Mm. The poached eggs they used to be like a circle. It used to be microwaved, no sort of runny yolk in it at all. Awful.
Yeah.
The sausage. Just used to be a sausage cut in half.
Yeah, lengthwise.
And then that was microwaved, I guess, as well.
Yeah.
Thrown on the bread. There you go.
And I'll tell you what, another thing, and this isn't just at the feet of Subway, but most of your chains, McDonald's does the same, Burger King does the same. This bacon that they use, which isn't crisp, it isn't smoked, so it doesn't really have any flavour.
It's soggy.
Wobbly, soggy, pink crap. Like, I respect Five Guys because they actually crisp up their bacon.
Yeah, they do.
That's crunchy.
Yeah.
It almost crumbles in the mouth, which is maybe too far, but I much prefer that end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Than this, like, sallow, limp-wristed, just sort of floppy, rubbish bacon.
It just doesn't do anything, does it, in terms of flavour?
All it does is it pulls out in one string and hits your chin with a barrage of sort of ketchup and egg yolks.
The sausage has changed to the pate bit now. Look at that, that's not in the... Oof, that looks awful, that. That's not... This isn't a clip. Oof, God. Tomato sauce is tomato-y. Very sweet, isn't it?
It's not a Heinz.
We saw the egg being put on the sandwich, and I thought that was going to be a highlight because the egg did have a little bit of a pop to it, a little bit of a runniness to it. And there is some yolk kicking about. I've got to say, it's a little bit better than I remember.
Do you think? I think that's dreadful.
You think so?
I think that's so underwhelming. When you think, what we're talking about here, the biggest fast food company in the world making what a lot of people would agree, the most important meal of the day. This offering should be that sets them up business-wise for the rest of everything. And I think there are some good things on the Subway menu.
Yeah.
I think it gets a lot of steak. But that doesn't taste like a bacon and sausage and egg sandwich.
No.
That tastes like a Subway shop in a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It tastes like you're in the Subway. It doesn't taste like food. It tastes like Subway. I think it's dreadful. There's a reason no one goes for Subway breakfast.
Yeah, they wasn't busy at all.
Everyone else, there was two... So on the way down, there's two Greggs, both packed.
Yeah.
We always know the Mackey's packed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything packed. Pret packed. Subway... Dead
as a goose.
And it gets busy at lunchtime.
It's a dead goose.
To me, when you think about what the 1 out of 10 club is, underwhelming, underperforming, worse than it should be, just a shit bit of food. I would never pick that. And I think Subway need to step up their game a bit.
This is us saying that.
That's it. Step your game up. Because the BMT, you've smashed it.
Oh.
But whatever that is, it's a mess. And will I finish the whole thing because I'm hungry? Yes, but I shouldn't have to, Joe.
Daryl used to work in Subway. And he said, do you know the tuna...
Does he live on a Subway track?
No. He used to work at Subway. He said he had the fastest hands in Subway. He won an award.
That's not an award.
He did. He won an award. And he said when they made the tuna,
yeah,
a kilogram of mayonnaise mixed with a kilogram of tuna.
No, it's not one for one.
It can't be one for one. That is an incredible mixture, isn't it? One for one.
No, that is insane.
That is insane.
In your head, I'm thinking... 1 to 2.
Yeah, 100%.
When I'm making tuna mayo at home,
it's 50, 1 to 2.
50% mayo, 100% tuna. That doesn't make sense. Do you know what I mean?
20%.
Yeah. 1 to 2. Yeah, oh, I've said it already. I don't need to do it again. 1 to 1 is astonishing.
It is wild, isn't it? I'm going to put it in the 1 out of 10 club as well. Sort it out.
Yeah.
I will eat it though.
I'm going to finish it. It's delicious, but it's bad.
Yes. Remember, Tuesday's episode, still no Ethan. We'll bring the 9 out of 10 club back. We do agony bants. I've got Prague stories to talk about.
You've been doing loads.
We've got the weekend ahead.
I've been to Dino Golf.
Have you?
Big time.
What a tease.
And did I bump into a celebrity while I was there? Just a little bit, mate.
But thank you very much for watching. Leave a like on the video. Make sure you subscribe to Sloppy Joe's. That's what Ethan likes us to say, isn't it?
Yeah. Subscribe to the channel. And make sure you check out the Patreon as well. Extra stuff going out there all of the time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're getting a new kitchen, aren't you? We'll talk about that.
I haven't even talked about that yet. Terrifying experience.
Are you going to come down with the new kitchen?
I don't think I'll be able to because I won't have any money to buy ingredients because kitchens cost. You just walk in and they go, how much money do you own? How much money can you get your hands on in the next 3 months? And you go, oh, I don't know, $2,000. And they go, it's 50 grand.
Do you not think, you know, Sloppy Joe's panic, you might drop in that you're getting a new kitchen.
If someone could get me a free kitchen or even just a few quid off a kitchen,
yeah,
I'll do anything
You'd
for it.
You'd be surprised, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll let you know if he gets any deals. Bye!
Bye. Wave, Ethan!
Oh, Ethan, wave!
What is it?